musician and a lounge manager. Can you give us some idea how the Beatles have affected your business, whether they've increased it, decreased it, or possibly not affected it at all?
The Beatles. Let me think. I remember the name. Oh, yes, yes, that with the hair. I don't think they've done anything for our business either way, and we plan to keep it that way. It's the best way for us. Though we don't have the type clientele at the Tiffin that is even affected much by the Beatles. Occasionally we have someone ask, they ask me occasionally for a song, do one of the Beatles songs, and I've explained to them I just do music, so that's all I can do for them.
Do you think the Beatles have affected Denver? Do you think any of the lounges or bars in Denver have been affected by this Beatle craze?
Not any of the regular lounges. The teenage lounges, naturally, they've been affected, but that's all. Denver isn't that interested. I don't think any city is, but I think the young people, 14 and down, have been affected. That's all.
Then, in essence, the Beatles aren't making any money for you.
No, they're not making any money for me, and I'm trying not to make any more for them. They've done pretty well by themselves. The only thing I feel the Beatles... I give them credit because they do admit that they're not very good, but that they've got a good gimmick. So I'm for them for that extent. But as far as musicians, no, they don't do a thing for me.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Johnson.
One more. Take off your heavy makeup and your shawl. Won't you please descend from the floor from where you sit? Let me feel your love one more time before I abandon it.
Sir, as a barber in Denver, can you give me some comment on how the Beatles have affected the barber business in this town?
Well, I think they've hurt the barber business. They wait so long to get their haircut. Sometimes some of them look like they haven't had their haircut in a year or 2 years. And the teenagers in this town, they all seem to want to pattern themselves after these Beatles. And consequently, they're hurting us barbers pretty bad. I'd like to give them free haircuts.
You'd like to get your hands on the Beatles, huh?
I'd like to get more free haircuts.
I notice you have enough chairs in this shop to take care of all of them, too.
Well, we could take care of them, and I think the rest of the barbers probably think the same way.
What do you think of their music?
Well, as a musician,
you're a musician.
Well, I've been playing trumpet for 22 years, and I don't care too much for their music.
You don't like all the stomping and screaming, huh?
I don't like the reaction that that these teenagers seem to have for them. As musicians, they're not. But they're probably laughing all the way to the bank.
Do you have any children who are Beatle fans?
No, I don't.
What about you, sir?
I've got two. I have to be careful what I say, but I think they're four clowns. Rich clowns, but they're clowns.
You think they affect your kids and the way they act?
Very
and
definitely.
Their manners?
I had to take them out to the airport the other day.
You were out with the mob.
Right.
Thank you very much. The next song is a bit slower and a bit quieter. This is one that we first heard in a show called The Music Man. We hope you like the song. It's called Till It Was You.
On a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. Wonderful roses, they tell me, in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn. And you, there was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all, till there was you. Meadows of dawn, and you, there was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you.
Love me, do. Did that sound like a piece of musical history? A sound that would trigger off a whole revolution in popular music. But of course it did. It was, in fact, the Beatles' first record for EMI. Suddenly, Liverpool was more than just a great seaport. It was the cradle from which emerged the freshest sounds in popular music. And best of them all, the Beatles.
I think the Beatles, they look like some crazy nuts.
What do you think of their music?
What music? What music? What music? I never heard any music come out of them.
Not only were they completely honest and forthright in interviews, not only did they set new fashions in hairstyles and clothing, but their music, new, direct, simple, yet subtly complex, made such an impact worldwide that the course of popular music was changed forever.
I'm Pedro the fisherman, I fish by night and day. Unfortunately, I live in Bristol, far, far away. And there ain't no fish to be caught, no fish to be caught. There ain't no sea. The councils came away from me. I'm Pedro the fisherman with not a fish to fash. I've got a hook and a line, Big Mac, a big hat, some socks, and a pair of Wellingtons, and a bit of wire. Soon I'm going to go.
Everything the Beatles did, concerts, films, television, bore the stamp of four greatly talented, hugely individual personalities. John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Ringo Starr, all of them composer-performers, and for 8 whole years, they produced and recorded a major proportion of the best music of their era.
Hey, Pluto, how's it going, baby? Oh, fuck, ducky. Fuck, ducky. Okay, boys.
Perhaps it was inevitable that the group should eventually split and go their separate and hugely successful ways, as they in fact did in 1970. In Britain, only 24 hit singles were ever released, the last as late as 1976. And now they've been assembled for you in an elegant black and gold stamped box that's exclusive to World Records mail order. You'll find all the hits listed in your informative brochure.
Taking a trip on an ocean liner.
If you want to possess this historic, important, and above all enjoyable souvenir of the greatest musical phenomenon of our age, then why not complete the order card and send it to World Records, who'll do the rest? After all, it won't be available forever.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Take five. One.
What do you think of the Beatles?
I think they're pretty good as far as rock and roll. I like the way they sing.
Don't you think they, look a little faggy with the long hair and the high heel boots and you know, the pinky rings? What do you think of the Beatles?
Well, I haven't too much of an opinion on them. I think they're stupid.
You like their music?
I enjoy their music. I do.
What do you think about their appearance? The long hair and the pinky rings and the high heel shoes. And look sort of faggy.
Yeah, they go with girls. Oh, you called a queen. I mean, I'll have it on tape. I've been called a queen. People have said, you know, if we sort of don't go with a girl for a couple of weeks, they start saying you're queen, you know. You can't win.
From a bad dream to the howling of a lonely night, I saw the walls come closing in. I'm a victim of a one-way fight. I don't remember many yesterdays. I left a lot of things undone. Now I'm back and I'm here to say I'm looking at the number one. Disappear. I guess there's still so much to learn. Don't go where the road don't go. Don't go where the road don't go. Don't go where the road don't go. 'Cause you'll never run, you'll never outrun.
I'm the superintendent here. I give my picture for television.
What do you think of the Beatles, Owen?
Well, I don't think you'll put that on television. I've been 30 years groundskeeper here and I've all kinds of problems. I haven't come up with any fungicide or insecticide to put the Beatles yet. It's my first time with these fellows and they've left me quite a mess.
Did you go to the performance last night?
Well, I was here. I was on duty all night.
What do you think of their music?
Well, I tell you this, I couldn't hear much of it with the kids screaming. I couldn't hear nothing. I'm going to be frank with you.
Have you ever seen a mess like this at the tennis club before?
No, sir. I never saw anything like this before. I hope I'll never see it again.
You're not looking forward then to them coming back?
Not before the Nationals. They give me a month or so in between, fine, but not 3 days before the Nationals.
What is this, all these jelly beans going to do to your grass out here?
Well, I may have the best course in the world, but I sure got the sweetest right now.
Fine, Owen. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, that was it.
Great. Yes, sir. The gods are in the heaven. See, look, hold it. You can have all those holes, Slick. They're all yours. But listen to what I'm saying. You see? So we don't do, we're not going to do, the guys we did yesterday. Right? Moonlight's on the water. You, and then gods are in the heavens. So you hear the words. Un, deux, trois, quatre. Un, deux, trois, quatre. On y mange les chalipons. On s'y fonce, on s'y fonce. A lot I've got ants in my pants. Moonlight on the water. Gone to knee together. I like more backbeat from Andy. Gods are in the heavens. The oracle has spoken. Cast a magic spell. Let it begin. Show those murders how to do it. Clean up town. You're all, you can go, Slick. Oh, sir. I forgot I was thinking about Slick. You see, you've got all them holes. You can fill all those holes you want. Yeah, what I'm doing, because I'm thinking about the piano more, is leaving every other line out. But you know the space is the same anyway. It's ba 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 ba. Should we go from that spot to the last half of the, My God, the bass player's vanished.
Why do you think Paul McCartney's leaving?
Don't really know why. The only person I can really blame or put anything on is Linda. All of us, really, is Linda Eastman.
Who's Linda Eastman?
Technically, she's supposed to be Paul's wife. But she's his ruler, his guardian. She says he jumps. Why, I don't know. I wish I did. But it's just too bad. A genius like that, the man that he once was. I mean,
you can't just go.
You just can't let a woman do that to a man, can you?
What does she get for all the love she gave you? There on the ladder of regrets.
I do remember, give her all she gets. What does she get for all the love she gave you? Daytime, nighttime, suffering is all. does she get for all the love she gave you?
Why would Paul's wife want him to leave the Beatles?
Oh, my God.